Okay, this file will basically cause you to itch in your genitals, your nipples, your anus, all of the above, whenever it is triggered. It can be triggered both by somebody saying the trigger word or by sexual thoughts about someone other than your significant other or any attempt to masturbate. So this file is a little bit nasty. That's pretty much all it'll do is make you itch until you satiate that itch with sex, with your significant other, nobody else. So, hope that's what you want. Anyway, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep, trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me. But now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. Concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice as you listen and obey and relax. From now on, if you hear somebody say, "Itchy time for you," you will begin to immediately feel the sensation of itching building in your nipples, your genitals, and your anus. This itch is going to slowly grow and get worse and worse, and the only way that it is going to stop is if you make love with your significant other, your spouse, whichever you happen to have. That is the only way to stop the itch. Trying to make love to somebody else will make the itch 10 times as bad and it won't go away. This file can be triggered by several things. It can be triggered by someone saying, "Itchy time for you," voice, text, email, IM, wherever they want to say it. It can also be triggered by sexual contact or thoughts about anyone other than your spouse or significant other. And any attempt to masturbate. General sexual thoughts, just thinking about sex is fine, but if you try to imagine sex with somebody other than your significant other, it will instantly trigger the itch, and the itch will not go away until your significant other satisfies that itch. That is the only person who can satisfy your itch. The only person. And attempting to think about sex with somebody else, attempting to masturbate, will immediately start the itch, and it will get worse and worse the more you try to think about someone else, or the more you try to masturbate. The only source of sex for you is going to be your spouse or significant other. That simply is the way it is going to be. That is what you've chosen to do. This file is not a curse, but if you are triggered by any of the ways, by text, an IM, by somebody saying "itchy time for you," by thinking of sexual contact with anyone other than your spouse, or any attempt to masturbate, the itch will begin immediately. You will feel yourself begin to scratch and itch. Your nipples will begin to need to be scratched and itched. You know what it feels like to have an itch, to have a rash. that is what it's going to begin feeling like. Like your nipples simply need to be scratched, need to be rubbed, itched. The itch is growing inside of you. It will grow and grow and grow, getting stronger and stronger once this file is triggered. Itchy time for you will trigger this file. The only time you cannot be triggered is while listening to the file. Right now, you are concentrating on learning what itchy time is. But after you've listened to this file, and from then on, whenever you are not listening to this file, if you see, hear the trigger, if you start thinking about sex with anyone other than your significant other or spouse, or if you attempt to masturbate, the itch will begin immediately. It will start off as a mild little itch. It'll start off in your nipples, your genitals, and your anus. And that itch will grow, getting stronger and stronger with every passing minute. It will get to the point where it is pretty much unbearable to endure. Your genitals feeling like they are on fire, like they must be itched and scratched constantly. You will never do any damage to yourself while scratching at it, but you will itch and itch and itch, and you will not be able to stop it in any way, shape, or form. The itch will just continue to grow and grow until it is totally unbearable, until you have slaked the itch by making love to your significant other. That simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. You have chosen to listen to this file. You can feel the itch, only held at bay by not having heard the trigger, by not having had the sexual thoughts or trying to masturbate. But you can feel it there in your mind. You can feel how it's going to grow and grow. You know what an itch feels like. You've probably even had one or two that just seems to not go away, and the more you scratch it, the worse it gets. That is the type of itch you are going to have. You can feel it now. You can already imagine what it's going to be like, how bad it's going to get. It'll start out as a mild little itch that you just need to scratch a little. And scratching the itch is not masturbation. But the itch is going to get worse and worse and worse until it begins consuming your thoughts, until the most important thing in the world to you is ending that itch so that you can get relief, so that it will stop. And what's worse will be that the person that helps you get rid of that itch may very well know exactly why you're coming to them for sex. After all, it's going to bring you back to them every single time you do one of these things. Every single time you try to think of somebody else sexually, every single time you attempt to masturbate, the itch will return. And the only way to relieve it is having sex with your significant other or your spouse. That is the only way to relieve this itch. There is no other way. You cannot stop it. There is absolutely no relief. From the moment you hear the trigger, or the moment you try to think of somebody else sexually or begin to masturbate, the itch will start. It will begin, and it will grow and grow in intensity. It will grow to the point that it is completely intolerable, that you just simply cannot handle it any longer, that you have to have sex with your significant other or spouse. The itch cannot be cured by scratching. You will not scratch yourself to the point that you do any damage or cause yourself to bleed in any way, shape, or form, but it will be there. It will constantly be there, getting worse and worse, driving you to the point that you simply have to have sex with your spouse or significant other. You will not be able to fight it or resist it in any way, shape, or form. This file simply is the way it is. You have chosen to listen to it. You have chosen to accept what it does to you, and you cannot resist or fight it in any way, shape, or form. You simply have to listen. You have to obey. You can already imagine what this itch is going to be like, how intense it is going to be, how hard it will be to resist. It could very well be the worst itch you've ever suffered, and you will suffer it on your nipples, on your genitals, and your anus, every single time you are triggered. Every single time you hear the trigger words, the itch will begin to build. A little tickle, a little bit more, getting stronger and stronger as time passes, working into a full-blown itch that you have to scratch, getting even stronger, becoming one of those burning itches that you just simply cannot deny. It will make you squirm. It will make you wish that it would end, but you cannot end it without having sex with your significant other or your spouse. That is the only way you can slake this fire. The only way you can stop this itch that is going to be so very, very maddening in time. You have felt these types of things before, but this will be worse. This could very well be the worst itch you've ever suffered if you wait too long. It isn't just a little niggling itch. It is something that grows and grows in intensity. It gets bigger and bigger until it consumes you. Consumes you with the need to put out the fire, to put out the itch. And the only way to do that is with sex with your significant other or your spouse. That simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be. You cannot stop it. You cannot change it. You cannot fight it at all. The itch is growing inside of you. It is going to become irresistible, insatiable, unstoppable. It is just simply going to consume you whenever it is triggered. Itchy time for you will simply consume you. Whenever you hear it, whenever you see it, the itch will begin immediately. The only time it does not start is while you are listening to this file. You are safe here, but it is the only place that you are safe. It is the only place where you can get any form of relief. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be from now on. You can already feel the words echoing in your mind. Itchy time for you is taking hold of your mind, and you cannot fight it. You cannot stop it. You cannot resist it. There is only one way to get relief, and you know what that is. And you will seek out that relief, because it is the only way to get the itch to stop. And the itch is going to be so very, very maddening. So very, very intense. It is like no other itch you have ever experienced before. It is simply going to get that bad if you do not get it corrected quickly enough. That is how intense it is going to be. It is an itch that burns through you like a fire, burns through you with a passion you cannot deny, you cannot resist. There is only one way to stop this itch, and you know what it is, and you know what you are going to have to do to stop it. That simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be. You will accept this. You will accept it more and more, each and every time you listen to this file, and you will come back to this file over and over again, until this itch is set in your mind as a permanent part of who and what you are, something you cannot deny or resist in any way, shape, or form. You simply have to give in to the itch, and you have to keep coming back over and over again. You have to keep coming back to this file until it is a permanent part of your mind, until you accept it totally, that you simply have to itch whenever you hear the trigger or think sexually of someone other than your significant other, or attempt to masturbate. Those are the rules, and you accept them totally, totally and completely. You have no choice in this matter. You have no way to stop it. This is simply the way it is from now on. Now it is time. Time to wake back up. To wake back up knowing what will happen the next time you hear the trigger or think in the wrong way. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed the file.